Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
CNR on FSR. Let's go!
Hey, Spot!
Hey!
Hey, Ramos!
Hola, Happy New Year!
Hey, Danny G, welcome back, buddy!
Yay!
Danny G is here, Brian Finley's here, you're here, we appreciate you. Let's be rocking out, let's do this. 877-99 on Fox, or you can hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis.
I mean, I intently watched every game. I really did. I was in a zone. My wife, one of the reasons I love her, by the way, she goes, today was amazing. She goes, the kids were playing with their Christmas toys. They were all their little setups. They were playing all their little games. And we laid on the couch for what felt like 10 hours and did nothing but watch football and eat like leftovers.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was fantastic. I feel like yesterday was a great day. A great New Year's Day. Everyone in chill mode. A full day of football. And I have a lot of things that made me go, Now, I could just go through each game because each game had some type of significance.
Let's hear it.
Bears at Lions. Again. The Bears always get beat up, but they got these moments of, wow, Justin Fields is amazing. He's like a highlight reel. Can you guys think, Ramos, Danny G, can you think of the last time there was a highlight reel type of guy on an awful team like this? This guy's ripping off 60-yard runs, flip passes, doing everything. Meanwhile, they're getting beat bad every week. It's been a minute, right? Since you can remember a guy that was so good on a bad team.
The Lions, 41. The Bears, 10. Lions looking strong, but definitely make you go,
Makes you wonder. Are they dangerous, or are they just a first-round elimination?
But you could say that, man, they've had nothing but great momentum this whole second half.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe you're just judging them on their first half.
Well, hold tight on the Lions, because they need help, and we'll talk about what's needed for Week 18. I'll ask Danny G, who's a an AFC West fan, being that he's a Raiders dude. Are the Chiefs playing oddly close this year to teams they used to blow out? Like, the Chiefs are very well in the position for a one seed. In fact, tonight, if Cincinnati beats Buffalo, the Chiefs are the one seed.
Yeah.
But are they not dominating the Mahomes-Kelsey way of old? I feel like they're sneaking by teams, and there's more turnovers than usual. Like, the Chiefs are great. Don't get me wrong. They're a top-tier team, but they're not convincingly beating bad teams.
It's a little sloppier than usual for them, and also their defense doesn't have the takeaways that they've had the past few seasons.
Yeah, the Chiefs, to me, like, look at the last few weeks. Yeah, they beat the Seahawks 2 weeks ago, 24-10. Wasn't that awesome? They beat the Broncos twice in the last month. Not by a lot. They beat the Texans in overtime. The Bengals beat them. They beat the Rams, again, in a non-convincing game. I think the Chiefs are just not convincing me that they're
I'm with you. You know, I was doing a lot of traveling back to the West Side for the holidays.
You look at the scoreboard, you see the Chiefs only beat the Broncos by 3 points, 27-24. It did make you say immediately, huh, are they not as good as they used to be?
And the
I thought
game,
the same thing.
Dude, how do you, and they're 13-3, so how do you even like argue a team that's 13-3? But most of that game,
too close. You
most of that
it.
Game, you know, Denver was winning it at many points of that game. Into the fourth quarter. What's up, Ramos?
I never understand, like, how, where do we get to the point of, now, like, wins aren't good enough? Like,
no, I agree. They're 13-3, which is why I said that.
It's
but,
like, oh, you won, but I don't know. It's like, no, do you won?
I like.
I'll tell you why. I think it's a defining sort of.
Bad wins? Is that what we call those?
No, or? But I think it's a reputation definer. It's like the Dallas Cowboys. It's like, these games are too close. You know, it looks like they're going to lose. They're barely pulling ahead. They're not beating. Clobbering is the word we like to use. They're not clobbering the teams you think they're going to clobber.
You know what it is, Ramos? It's historically, we're used to a couple teams being
dominant.
Dominant. A Tom Brady, Belichick team. A Peyton Manning team that in the 2000s may have like steamrolled everyone in the AFC.
Plus, you put a lot of hype on Mahomes and Kelce, and you just think they're that great.
Yeah, like, remember the years in the 90s where it was like, whoever won the NFC Championship, the Cowboys, Packers, or Niners would end up winning the Super Bowl because they were just steamrolling people. I think the Chiefs could very well go on and win the Super Bowl, but they're not beating people by like 20 or 30. They're not putting up those huge numbers.
Speaking of former champs, how about Tom Brady's Buccaneers and a must win, pulling it out? Seems like Tom Brady and Evans finally clicking and playing pretty dominant. Win over the Panthers 30-24, but three major tutties.
You know what it looked like to me?
And I use this term facetiously. Three major tutties. We're going to talk about major tutty in a few minutes.
Major tutty.
Three long passes to Evans. So to see them on a good path at the right time, I think speaks volumes. That made me say, like, hey, yeah, if they play like this,
not,
exactly. If they can play like
anyone.
This, yeah, but it's just,
it's illusions.
Wishful thinking, you're right.
No, Tom Brady, I mean, it's sort of cool that it's a possibility that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers somehow find
Tom Brady,
their way into the postseason.
432 yards, three tutties. Evans with a big day, 207 receiving yards, 10
day.
Receptions.
Career type of day.
Yeah.
But did you not realize that it appear to you as though it was the same play three times? Like, they just couldn't. It was like,
I have to be honest, Rich. When I saw the highlights, I thought I was watching the same highlight again.
I'm
I felt like an old guy.
Right, deep.
I felt like John Sterling.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. It was the same play.
All right.
I felt like, yeah, I did. I'm like, wait, is this happening again, or am I watching the replay?
No, it was, he caught Evans on the same route, and it's almost like, three times they got caught on the same route. So, yeah, it was cool to see the, you know, to be honest,
made
I'm
me say, though. It made me say, hey, you know what? Tom Brady took a lot of heat this year, but if he could still play like that, they can make it happen. And by the way, took a lot of heat this weekend when it comes to those pictures of his son. If we have time, we'll talk about that. Some pictures went viral between Brady and his 13, right? 13-year-old son. And I don't know why people are so divided on it. If we do have time, we'll discuss it.
Oh,
it's him showing affection to his kid. The same old deal as last time.
Well, we'll get to that. Let's see. Let's go to the next game. You know, sorry, New England. I'm not that I'm down on the Patriots. I just feel like we've had enough of the Patriots over the last 20 years of our life. And knowing that the Patriots team that's 8-8 is not going to really make noise in the playoffs. Wouldn't you rather see a more exciting team get in there? Like a Dolphins. Jets are out of it now. Steelers is a long shot just to see. Like, the Patriots, to me, is the boring answer.
Speaking of Brady, and you bring up the Dolphins, I heard Colin Cowherd this weekend talking about don't count out that possibility in the future.
Makes sense.
Does that make you say,
little bit.
Make you say, when you're saying it should be a team like the Dolphins, because you know they got the weapons, right? You know they got the pieces and the parts and the potential. When you see what Brady was capable of this weekend, and he's right there in Florida, does it make you say, 877-99 on Fox.
We'll go to your phone calls and feedback. We'll start right now. But if I'm saying right now, let's just say, Kansas City or Buffalo's the 2 seed, right? One of them will likely be the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 seed plays the 7 seed. So Buffalo or Kansas City, think of your premium teams in the AFC. If they had to play a wild card game, because the two seed has to play in the wild card, wouldn't you rather see Casey or Buffalo play Miami with Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Mostert and Mike McDaniels,
weapons,
his offense?
Don't you sexy
think
names.
I think that's a little more exciting than Bill Belichick's, like, tough defensive, boring. Like, the average person can't name more than five players on that boring-ass New England team.
Unless, of course, you're a New England fan. It's like, yeah, we've seen this, and it's boring, and we've seen it 1,000 times over. So it's definitely more fun for someone else, for another team, for some young stars.
Any other big observations? We'll take your phone calls, your feedback. Giants rolled over the Colts. The Giants are a playoff team. I think they're the least dangerous NFC team in the playoffs, maybe other than the Tampa Bay Bucs, who clinched their division.
When you see Daniel Jones scrambling and getting some yardage, and you see his wheels, does it make you say, does it make you say, maybe he's better than we think he is, and he doesn't get enough credit because there's so many studs, in the young studs in the NFL right now, that maybe he's not that bad?
Well, no one thought the Giants were going to be anything this year, so I think they're already exceeding expectations, right?
I think they had like a 15% chance, according to the experts and writers, like a 15% chance of making the playoffs, something along those lines. So for them to be in this position, that makes you say, you were way wrong. Way wrong about the Giants.
I'm going to give you one, and then we'll take some feedback, phone calls, at Covino and Rich on Twitter, Instagram. How do you guys feel about the Eagles dropping a few in a row now? If you're the Eagles fans, should you be slightly concerned that Jalen Hurts is still not back in the starting lineup? And it looks like he'll go week 18, but if they lose to the Giants, which isn't crazy. I mean, the Giants are locked in, so you might argue the Giants aren't going to play at full strength. But you don't think the Giants want to play spoiler to their division rival?
I would say, yeah. I think that. What makes me say, is there was a lot of speculation on not whether Jalen Hurts was a great quarterback or not, but whether or not anybody could just step in there and be great with that team. Right? Hey, throw Minshew in there. They'll be just as good. So I think it makes you say, maybe Jalen Hurts really is that difference maker.
Sometimes your the lack of someone's presence proves they're worth more than them actually being there.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, we're not seeing the Minshew mania running wild like we thought we would.
On the flip side, you see Minshew go in there for Jalen Hurts, and you're like, oh, man. Maybe Jalen Hurts is way better than we're all giving him credit for. And then on the flip of that,
it might do more wonders for his MVP candidacy. It's like, hey, without him, they couldn't even win.
On the flip, Danny G, Derek Carr's worst nightmare came true. Stidham looked like a guy that could very well take over this team.
Dude, what an insane game yesterday.
A lot of swag, Danny G. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, it looked like he had a lot of confidence. Like, and that's what a team like your Raiders needs, like someone to get them fired up.
Well, before the show, I was telling you guys about how it was World War III between my brother and cousin and I on the Raider chat in our phones.
But like, seriously.
Serious.
Yeah.
Like, my older brother, big Carr supporter. He hates McDaniels. How could the team do this to him? It's not his fault. And we heard a lot of that last week.
Yeah.
But I argued with him. I was like, I gave him pushback. I said, here's the deal. Carr has the worst QB rating in the entire league in the red zone. The most fumbles, the most interceptions. He's obviously had a hard transition with McDaniels' offensive system. And I said it on Ben Maller's Fifth Hour podcast on Friday when Ben was asking me about Stidham. I said he is very comfortable in McDaniel's system for obvious reasons, and he can spin the ball. And you saw that yesterday. And then the biggest factor for McDaniels and the Raiders moving forward, he can extend plays, make plays out of the pocket. You saw him rolling out and throwing some darts. And for whatever, and using his legs, and Carr, ever since his broken leg, doesn't scramble much, and is kind of scared to get hit. And that is the biggest difference between Carr and Stidham. You got one younger guy with super confidence and is willing to stick his neck out, and then Carr, who plays a little bit scared.
Yep. Yeah.
And you saw
what's wild about that. You get to see two star quarterbacks on their come up in that game.
the poise and confidence oozing out of both of those quarterbacks was pretty cool to see yesterday.
Agreed.
And then something that I thought was interesting is Devontae Adams, who said, "I came here to be a Raider because of Derek Carr." One of his best games, 7 receptions, 153 yards,
that one
2
catch.
Touchdowns.
I know.
And it's like, maybe this guy like likes Devontae Adams, so it's like, maybe I won't go. Maybe this guy actually, you know, is for me. So that's another kind of little twist in that whole thing.
Without a doubt. All right, your feedback, your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich, it's a Monday. Are any of these wild card teams or low-end division winners a threat? Or is that just, Covino, in the past, you've loved to point out that
it doesn't
it's great
seem
conversation.
To be that way. It's like in baseball, momentum matters, right? Like, it doesn't matter as long as you make the playoffs. I don't feel the same way about the NFL all the time.
I think the only thing that could burn an NFL team is a big layoff. Like, if a team is so dominant that they rest their starters the final week, and then they don't have to play wild card
Agreed.
Weekend, and it's been like 3 weeks since they've played. And I think teams have learned their lesson there. But when you look at the potential wild card matchups and the lower end divisional winners, you love to point out that for sports radio and TV, it's really great banter and conversation. Like, they got momentum. But at the end of the day, it's really just fun banter. And do you think...
Because you have to speculate.
It's good. It's fun speculation. But Ramos, Danny G, do you guys think... Oh, man, Tom Brady was hot week 17. Him and Evans linked up. Do you still think Tampa stands any chance to move far in the NFC? Do you think Jacksonville and a pretty hot Trevor Lawrence right now, can they really compete with like a Cincinnati or Buffalo?
I think Covino made a great point about all those three plays that happened being kind of like the same play with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen again?
Yeah.
Probably not,
no.
Right? So I would definitely be worried if I was. And then, what is it? Vitania? I believe the lineman, the offense, the defensive nose tackle.
Thibodeau.
Thibodeau. Yeah, he was out yesterday, so their run game isn't great with him not there. I think Tampa Bay has some trouble, even though they won yesterday. They were down 14-0 at one point. They're in a little trouble, I think, going into that.
As they say, it's fun to speculate, but the writing's on the wall.
Sure.
We kind of know.
And the worst division winner plays the best wild card, and Tampa will be home. But do you really think Tampa has a chance against the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean...
A chance, yeah.
I'll say they have a chance. It's a long shot, but
right,
that's what keeps you tuned in to see the impossible.
That's
the beauty of sports, because you know it could happen.
We could be way off.
And chances are unlikely, but it could.
You know, I won't be embarrassed if we're way off. But go around the room real quick. Wild card weekend, 2 weeks away. Dallas at Tampa. No major injuries happen between now and then. What's the Vegas odds? Is it? I'll start.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be Dallas by like 6.5. What you think, less or more?
Well, when you're a home team, if it was plus 3, that means that'd be a pick 'em, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say usually if the teams are evenly matched, they'll give the home team a field goal. So
right.
Like if they thought they were evenly matched, it would be Tampa by 3 at home. I think it's gonna be Dallas by like 6.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I could be way off. Oh, I guess we'll see. What do you guys think?
Yeah, first number that popped in my mind was like 5.5.
Like Dallas minus 5.5.
Yep.
But the reality is, I think that Dallas wins by 3.
You think it's going to be that close?
I do, because look at the patterns. And I've said it, and I don't want to sound like a parrot. I want to keep repeating myself. But Dallas plays down to their competition every week. They're not blowing teams out. They're barely winning. They play to their competition. They don't step up. So if they continue on that trend, yeah, they'll win, but they'll barely win.
The only teams they've blown out were the Vikings and the Colts. Besides that, you're at a lot of close games. They're scoring a lot. Then throw it on the other side. AFC style. Jacksonville wins a division. Let's say they're 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
They play the best wild card, which ends up being the Chargers right now, maybe Baltimore. Do you think that the road wild card team, whether it's Herbert and the Chargers or Lamar Jackson, hopefully back for the playoffs?
I think this,
do you think they're favored in Jacksonville?
Yes, I do. And I think that the Buccaneers have a better chance of beating the Cowboys than the Jaguars have a chance of beating the Chargers.
Wow. Now, one last question. When you look at the 7 seeds and the 2 seeds, now the 7 seed being the worst team to get in, to sneak in, if that is New England or Miami or even Pittsburgh, do you think that team has a chance against like KC or Buffalo, whoever slips to the two seed? I don't see it either, right?
I don't see that, no.
Don't see that happen.
And you see, you know, and I bring this up primarily because I'm a selfish 49ers fan, and I see a lot of people saying, oh, I wouldn't want to play the Packers right now. If the Packers win and they make the playoffs at 9-8 and have gone on this run where it's like, man, this team turned it around. That will be 5 wins in a row if they win, right? Would you think that Aaron Rodgers going to San Francisco, or do you think the Niners will easily just whoop them?
Aaron Rodgers, has he gone to San Francisco like twice in the playoffs and just got bulldozed, right?
Gets beat up.
Yeah, they just run him over.
Like, there's a part of me that people are like, yo, you don't want to play one of these hot teams.
I love those lines. Who's that team? So dangerous, are they?
But Rich, as a Niner fan, does it worry you at all? Because what I'm saying is the Packers are kind of playing with house money.
Yeah, and
because
you know
who cares? Like, they weren't even supposed to get into the playoffs.
Historically, the Niners have
Aaron Rodgers showing off his dance moves and everything. Confidence right. is growing
you know,
a little bit.
At times,
sweet new haircut. Camino, like, you know, different
times,
vibe. He had a different vibe yesterday.
At times, the 49ers have beaten "quote unquote" better Packer teams. So could it be the year that this garbage 9-8 Packers team goes to the Bay Area?
Struggling.
I don't know. So, hey, listen, we could all agree that there's so many great matchups. This is going to be so much fun. This might be the most, I sound like the host of The Bachelor, the most intense season ever. I do feel like this is going to be one of the best postseason ever. Like, even from the wild card on, I'm looking at some of these matchups saying, I want to watch all these games now.
And the NFL loves it, too. They love the talking exactly what we're talking right now.
So, a huge week for Rich because The Bachelor actually starts in 2 days, I believe.
Look at that.
Yeah, so starts this week.
Tacoma and Roger. Hey, Rog.
Roger, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, I know you guys are hoping for, the Detroit-Green Bay game to be for the playoffs, but how about if you're a Seahawks fan, you get screwed because these games should be going at the same time that the Hawks games are playing, because if the Hawks win, that takes all the starch out of Detroit. It's just, it's just a freaking money grab by the NFL trying to get Green Bay on Sunday night. It's a money grab.
You know,
man. Shameless.
You know what's funny? You know what? Raj.
Hey, Raj.
How's rerunning D? I'll give you a quarter.
Hey, Raj. Hey. Rich really trying to prove he's a big What's Happening fan.
Best show of the late 70s, early 80s when I was a baby.
I'm a big fan too.
The Doobie Brothers episode is the only one that played every week, I felt.
Huge.
He's right,
that's
though.
The one where they stole the music, right?
Yeah. We all learned the
rerun was recording it illegally.
We all learned a very valuable lesson. It's like the Different Strokes episode where Dudley gets touched at the bike shop.
Oh,
a very special episode.
I believe that episode was called Dudley Gets Diddled, I believe.
I don't think that's what it was called.
It was a legendary episode.
Diddle Dudley?
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Very special. Jeez. Different Strokes.
Or the episode of Growing Pains where Boner did drugs at a party with Mike went home. Very what? Special episode.
Yeah, very special episode. Oh.
Did you talk to your parents afterwards?
Nancy Reagan taught me not to do drugs when I was a child. I do wonder, the NFL, because last night...
And by the way, this is what happens when the caffeine hits.
When
Rich goes from the 49ers to Dudley from Different Strokes.
Yeah, it's how I roll.
Yeah.
I'm watching, this is funny, I'm putting my kids to sleep last night. I have my phone under the, because my kids, it's dark in the room, but I'm laying with my son trying to go to sleep. I'm watching the game on my phone under the bed sheets because I don't want the light from my phone. And I'm waiting because I'm like, when are they going to announce what the flex games are? Because I know there's an NFL committee that goes through the games because they don't want what Roger just said, which is they don't want a team to have an advantage or disadvantage. And the Seahawks are at, quote, a disadvantage here, but I don't think they could have made it right for everyone. Because he's right. If the Seahawks win, Detroit's out. So would that mean that the Green Bay Packers would have an easier game? Because the Detroit Lions would be like, even if we win, we're... But I still think they're playing to win, but they're not playing to make the playoffs.
Right.
So advantage pack the schedule.
Thank you, Roger.
Advantage Green Bay. But I think obviously the NFL and everyone, wouldn't they want Aaron Rodgers to make it? Isn't that sort of the story, right?
Of course.
After the rough start, to have him and Tom Brady sneak into the playoffs.
And they're clicking, by the way. I mean, he spoke very confidently at the press conference yesterday about how it seems like they got a new team and a new vibe going. They're finally clicking. So, good for them.
Well, hey, any final thoughts on the NFL Week 17? And they did make all the announcements this morning. If you missed it, just check it on your phone. I mean, there's nothing really to tell you. The games are all Sunday. The games that reflects to Saturday, Kansas City Raiders, Jags, Titans, and then, of course, Sunday night is Detroit and Green Bay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for the Duran Duran, Ramos. You got it on Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio, Monday, January 2nd. Can you believe that?
And a shout out to Roberto Duran, since we're talking sports. But who really cares about seeing Duran Duran? You know what? I don't want to be that guy. I like Duran Duran, but you would think a newer artist would be bringing you into the New Year's, right? They performed this weekend along with New Edition, and I saw Ciara.
Now, Ramos, not to put your personal business out there, but I saw it on social media. You went to a game with your son, which I thought was great.
Yes, I went to the Rams-Chargers game yesterday.
Give us the review of the Southern California battle of the Chargers-Rams. Is there a distinct fan base differential here or what?
It was interesting. I was asking the question about that. It seemed like a little bit more Chargers-esque yesterday. It was their home game. I don't know if that meant anything more than
I guess
not.
Ticket holders would get the priority and stuff. Yeah. But was there a vibe of like a lot of excitement? Because neither team really was playing for much yesterday.
No, it's quite interesting. I've not been to a lot of NFL games, but it was like almost like in between the game, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Like people screaming, like guys trying to get you going, like everybody up, you know? It's like they're throwing things onto the field, like or onto the fans, like shirts, and just trying to, they're doing contests.
They're really
like,
trying, to hype up a week 17, yes. No one cares type of game.
Maybe they do it every game. I don't know. I don't go to the games every week, but it was just very, very like playground-ass stuff, just trying to get the fans into it. Like, everybody make
some
noise.
You know what they need to do? You know what they need to really do to get everybody fired up? Give away some bribery balls.
That's
how you get people going,
I should have brought one yesterday. Start throwing it out. Just like, here you go.
Yeah. Covino, back in our club days, remember there would always be that one guy who would get on the microphone way too much during the club night?
Hello, you're looking at him. Rich Davis.
That was not me.
He was a pop, MC.
My brother was one of those guys.
Yeah, but Rich was a radio guy. He wasn't your like, typical MC.
Didn't let any of the transitions breathe. Didn't let any of the good verses breathe. Talking over lyrics.
Yeah.
That's how SoFi is, especially at Rams games. Whose house? Yeah. And then it's the other fans there chanting their team's name. And it's constant. I think I saw it on Twitter. Somebody counted the MC at a Rams home game shouted, "Whose house?" like 210 times during the game.
You know what it would be
like? I would want to shoot myself with a nail gun.
It would be like, I guess, maybe me then in the 2000s. All you got to do is pick up a mic at a club night and be like, "Who's getting effed up tonight?" And everyone cheers. Where are the ladies at?
Where are the ladies at? All the girls, wave your hands.
Yeah. Where are the single ladies at?
Clown that city, too.
Yeah. All the ugly people, be quiet.
Yeah. There's the go-tos, right? Who's getting effed up tonight? Where are the single ladies at? And then you go, where are the guys that want those single ladies? You know, like, so you're saying SoFi pulls out the lame club tricks?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a Rams game, so I don't know. It was the Chargers. But the guy, I guess, imagine his when he went in to get that job, had to be just like, "Hey, everybody, how's it going? I love it." Hey, he had to be so over the top. It must have been obnoxious.
If you like the Rams, make some noise.
No, but, you know, things that make you go, a game you thought you would have cared about in the beginning of the season, you sort of didn't, right?
Well,
the Chargers over the Rams convincingly 31-10.
How about this? Have we seen the last of Carson Wentz? He had his chance. He had his chance to win out with the Washington Commanders and secure probably his job, right? And he blew it. He played terrible. Carson Wentz just, it might be done for him in the NFL.
Well, that leads me to, something that made me say, because they asked Ron Rivera about Sam Howell, but in this conversation, Ron Rivera didn't know about his team being eliminated. That made me say, take a listen.
If you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
Yeah, if the Packers beat the Vikings, you guys are eliminated.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, so Ron Rivera not knowing that if the Packers beat the Vikings would eliminate the Commanders, to me... is so unacceptable.
It's like Donovan McNabb not realizing a tie happens in the NFL, right?
Look, dude, it's one thing if I'm terrible at that. All these moving parts, they confuse me sometimes, right? I'm a bozo on the radio. Mm-hmm. This guy is the coach of the team. The only explanation for me that makes any sense at all is like he's so focused on the task at hand and winning that he's not worried about anyone else. All he thinks about and knows that is that we got to win this game. Otherwise, that is just so bonkers.
No, you have to have awareness like that.
Right?
Because everyone...
Doesn't that make you say,
No, because if every fan of the Washington Commanders knew that if we went out, we're in the playoffs, but if we can't lose, because if we lose, then Green Bay... If fans knew that, how does Ron Rivera not know that? That's like when...
And if you don't know that, like, do you change your approach? Like, they lost 24-10. Would he have done something a little different knowing that they had to win?
No,
or do you play every game to win?
Play every game
the whole thing confuses me. It's like, how, as the coach, do you even like let on. Hey, let me tell you, I do a radio show on Fox Sports Radio. Every once in a while, someone will say something. I'm like, I didn't know that, but I'm not going to advertise that. Yeah. Right? This guy's the coach of the team. And he lets on like that he didn't know. Like, to me, that's just a bozo, like, moment.
If you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
Yeah, if the Packers beat the Vikings, you guys are eliminated.
Well, we'll see.
Like, he couldn't have processed this out in his brain without letting the world know that he didn't know?
Was there, like, a sense of, like, over-the-top sarcasm that we're not reading?
There's a possibility, but that's not how everybody's receiving this.
Well, listen to Ron Rivera. It might be a sense of, like, this is after the loss, right?
Yes.
So this might be an aggravation. Like, oh, you don't say, we're eliminated. Like, listen again and listen from the perspective of if Ron Rivera is, like, aggravated.
I think,
like,
you're making a point, Rich, but I'm telling you that
it's not how it's interpreted.
Exactly.
But if
you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
We could be eliminated, like you don't say. J.O. for asking me that. Like, yeah.
If you're going to mess around like that, you got to make it very clear that you know what's going on.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, in the past, we're always surprised by an athlete not knowing the rules. Remember in the NFL, it's happened before
where the coach.
Guys don't know there's ties. Or there's always, every couple of years, there's a wide receiver that falls, doesn't realize that in the NFL. Because in college, the minute you're down, you don't need to be down by contact. It's happened multiple times where a guy falls and gets up and leaves the ball there, and it's a turnover.
You know, like, I'm a strong believer of, like, if you don't know something, tell me about it. But in a situation like that, you got to pretend like you know what's going on. You really do. See, I'm past the point of pretending like I know when I don't. So if someone's talking to me about some political guy and they bring him up, like, you know him, right? I used to say yes. Now I just say no. Oh, no, I don't. Tell me about it.
I say yes to just keep the conversation moving.
Yeah, but why?
Because I don't want.
Why
I really
lie
don't,
about
I don't know
it?
If I want their explanation, to be honest.
In this case, I think he needed to lie about it.
All right, you know, let's give away a bribery ball, shall we?
Not all balls are equal.
Balls to the walls with Cafino and Rich.
You bake the balls.
I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. Those balls are all perfect.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bribery ball time. Danny G, take it away.
Time for CNR bribery balls. We admit it's a bribe to help our podcast and it continue to climb. All you got to do is go to your Apple Podcast page on your device. Type in Covino and Rich Show. Scroll down past the last week's shows, and you'll see the big overall score. Right next to that, it says write a review. Click on it. You have to have a username, but it's easy and free to do. Click on 5 stars if you want to give the fellas 5. How many stars do you guys think you're worth?
Definitely
it's like
3 3/4 stars.
Thank you,
let me
Star
tell
Search.
You, I've held their balls in my hand already, and they are top-notch.
They're nice, right?
Yeah. The bribery balls.
By the way, they're Nerf footballs.
They're
all black. One side says Fox Sports Radio. The other side says Covino and Rich.
You're going to love playing with our balls.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, and again, we're not above bribery. Everyone says, hey, your podcast number is each week. They keep going up. Yeah, we're not above bribery. It's really what it comes down to.
We want to give back and say thank you.
We're going to give these bribery Nerf footballs away all week long, starting right now, as we promised for the new year. And when you win, we'll mail it right to you.
Perfect.
All right, so you guys ready for the first winner?
Let's see. Who is the first winner that you picked?
The username here is TVBad012, and the title, Super Entertaining. 5 stars.
Oh.
Nice.
I cannot say good enough things about this show. I don't actually even like sports talk because I find it to be somewhat formulaic and a little stuffy at times.
Oh, stuffy.
But it doesn't even feel like a sports talk show. It feels like entertainment. And these guys just happen to be talking about sports. The Mike Tyson trivia has me crying in laughter.
Nice.
Keep up the great work.
What a review.
From TVBad012.
Like
hey,
it.
First winner of our bribery balls.
So Danny, they have like 30 days to redeem their prize?
Yes. So TVBad012, you have 30 days to email us. I'll verify it's you and mail out your CNR Nerf football. Send your email to me at crprizes@yahoo.com. That's crprizes@yahoo.com.
crprizes@yahoo.com. Congratulations, TV Bad 012. Now, leave a review and listen out for your name. We'll be doing this for the next few weeks. CNR's Bribery Balls. And thank you again for subscribing to our podcast for free.
For free.
Nice.
Also, if you are a contestant tomorrow for Iron Mike Trivia, you have a chance to win a Nerf ball.
This is fantastic.
We're incorporating listeners now?
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
Nice. Yes, look at the big announcement.
All right. Well, on that note, let's get an update from our pal, Brian Fenley. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, Covino and Rich? Yeah, we've got one prized game happening right now at the Rose Bowl where it's 14 apiece. Said afterwards, quote, "I told our players this game was revenge for the 1932 Rose Bowl game between USC and Tulane. They didn't know what the heck I was talking about." Close quote.
Yeah. You know, that, yo, Brian, let me tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times when there's rivalries or, you know, legacy matchups, we forget sometimes that the players are so young, especially obviously in college sports, but even in the pros. Like, I think you notice that during, like, big-time rival matchups. It's like, last time these teams played, a lot of the players are like, yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. They really are not as in the loop as the fans are.
Yeah, especially if you were born after that game happened. So, and we're seeing this more and more, no question about it, guys. It's crazy to think about how many different playoff scenarios are out there. There's still so much to be decided. I can't remember, and maybe this is just poor memory on my part, where we're going into a last week of a regular season, and there's still so much to be determined when it comes to the NFL playoff landscape.
I love it. Brian, Covino will tell you, I'm annoying with it, because I just keep going to like the little playoff simulators, and I'm like, ooh. And I think the easiest like long shot path to the playoffs is the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Steeler fans should not be like totally thinking, oh, we're out of it. From what I understand from my little, simulators, if my simulation machine, if Buffalo beats New England and the Jets beat Miami and Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh's 9-8. They continue Mike Tomlin's over 500 streak and they would make the playoffs as a 7th seed. So Pittsburgh, believe it or not, it's not a crazy long shot because I think Buffalo beats New England. It's just a matter of Pittsburgh needing the help of the Jets beating Miami. But then again, Miami, it might be on like their fourth quarterback.
Now, we could talk about all these possibilities, Rich, or we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards.
Wow.
You know?
Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Did you say rewards?
That's why I left.
Pretty sure you did.
I did. CNR on FSR and the number is 877-99 on Fox.
Last, can we web it?
Oh, you got your credit card rewards,
rewards.
Oh, cash those in for a flight back home.
Covino and Rich.
Wabbit hunting season.
Shout out to everybody on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks again for subscribing to our podcast for free and qualifying for a bribery ball. Thanks for playing along today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Everyone on their ride home, hope you had a good day. Back to the old grindstone today, as my mom would say.
What are you, Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, she grew up in the 1800s, I guess. Worked at the mill. I don't know.
The mill.
A lot of people go back to work tomorrow, but thank you for being here.
I wanted to give you a couple more things that make you go, you guys see the Thibodeau, he sacks Foles, and then Spot thought I was speaking a different language for a second.
I mean, Thibodeau! He said like... I don't know. I don't know what I just heard.
Nick Foles. You saw this
play, Danny G? He pronounced his name two ways just to make sure he covered both.
I think it's Thibodeau, but then I hear Thibodeau.
I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways too. So I was like, Thibodeau. No, Thibodeau. Anyway.
Commit.
He sacks.
You know, it's like Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
I'll tell you what. I'm in, as you know, if I haven't made it abundantly clear.
Luka Doncic.
Well, no spot. There are guys that when you don't cover them day to day, I don't know if you can think of someone on your team, but
say Luka. Yeah.
I make it abundantly clear on the show, if you don't know already, I'm a Niners fan. Newsflash to anyone? I don't think so.
You're talking about the Snow Angel?
No. Yeah, I was going to say the Thibodeau. I'll get to that in a second, but as a Niners
Tone
fan.
Tom Brady?
As a Niners fan, Brandon Ayuk. I'm telling you, whoever covers the team week to week, broadcasts I hear call him Ayuk.
Worst is UFC because you have all these foreign names, right?
And Joe Rogan's like, I don't know.
You hear so many different pronunciations. You just pick one and roll with it.
Trust me. The easiest way, when Covino and I, let me give you a little trick. If I'm interviewing an athlete or a rock star or a pop star throughout my radio career, whether it's music or sports, if it's like a guy that you don't know well enough, let's say it's a draft pick or someone that's not a household name or an up-and-coming musician, just look them up. YouTube them and see if someone else says their name. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Like Gal Gadot.
Yeah, is it Gal Gadot?
It's Gal Gadot.
I just thought I heard a little Sabahu.
Thibodeau.
I heard a little Sabahu.
Well, hold on. He's getting a lot of crap, rightfully so, but he didn't realize. He sacks Nick Foles.
Yes.
And Nick Foles is laying there gyrating.
Looks lifeless.
Like he's going, a terrible scene.
It's terrible.
And this guy's doing snow angels next to Nick Foles.
The visual is so bad.
Like, as the memes were like, there's Nick Foles dying and Thibodeau is doing snow angels.
You know what this reminded me of? Remember the mascot Rocky when they were lowering him down into the arena? The mascot, the guy inside the costume, he fainted. And so they lower this lifeless body down, and the Denver Nugget dancers are still doing their routine around this lifeless mascot.
Are you sure this wasn't Weekend at Bernie's?
No, I'm telling you. Speaking of music, back in the day, Danny G, you come from the R&B hip-hop world. Do you guys remember Casey and JoJo?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is one of the, I don't want to say best because it's terrible, but it's one of the best clips.
So Casey and JoJo are performing like 20 years later.
All my life, I pray for someone like you.
And they're really, they're really belting it out.
And one of them just faints. I think it's JoJo or Casey or Thibodeau or Thibodeau. One of them faints and the other one's like, F it. And they just keep performing with the other one just laying there.
Show must go on.
For a good 20 seconds until someone just comes out and picks him up.
But you could see in that play, he doesn't know the severity of the situation.
Of course.
It was just bad timing
and he
to do snow angels.
Yeah, I think anyone, whether it's Jeff Saturday or anyone criticizing, listen, in that moment, when you sack a player, you celebrate. It's what the NFL is all about, right? Celebrations. We can't say we love it 1 second and hate it the next.
Especially New Year's week, kid.
It was a celebration.
A celebration.
And he just didn't realize that Nick Foles was... If you missed this clip, look it up. Nick Foles is like gyrating.
It really is.
It's
so
scary.
Bonkers.
Nick Foles is having a scary moment. Meanwhile, he's doing snow angels next to him. Another observation. The Miami Dolphins might be the biggest letdown of the year. When you think about how fun and hot this team was early on, and Tua was like an MVP candidate, that story is such an old news story now.
It's like a relationship that starts off so hot and heavy and then just fizzles.
What about just in the college football world, that month layoff? Do you think that month layoff has to be a thing of the past? Like, we're talking like Michigan could argue that they could arguably have been the best team all year. A month sitting around doing nothing, waiting for this, that can't help your team chemistry, can
never,
it?
Never, never. And how about Major Tutty, the new Commander mascot? Rich, you said he had a strong opinion, so we got to get to it because it's getting late.
Tom Brady, kissing his kids, being all affectionate. If you have a problem with showing your kid affection, then you're the weirdo. I know that...
True, you could be projecting your weird ideas.
I think you're projecting your weirdness on others. Like, listen...
But there is a time in a kid's life where, you know, you stop being that way.
And they'll let you know, right? And they'll let you know. And if he wants to be affectionate, I'll tell you what.
But you also have to keep in mind, not everybody's raised the same way.
Oh, trust me, I was not. My family, I give my dad awkward, like, handshake, half hugs. Like, hey, Dad! My mom and I are very much like, hi, Mom. Like, hug. My family was not very affectionate. I'm overly affectionate with my kids. Every day my kids go to school, love you guys, I'm so proud of you, come here, give daddy a kiss. I kiss my kids on the lips. They're 3 and 5. There's going to come a time, very soon I'm sure, where my daughter's going to be like, Dad, and it's gonna feel like it's the right time to no longer kiss your kid on the lips. But if they're a little kid...
Turns into the top of the head.
Turns into the top, the forehead, and then I think it's like, it makes sense. The progression of how you show your kids affection changes. If Tom Brady wants to hug his boy and kiss him on the back of the neck, if you think there's something weird about that, I think you're a freaking weirdo.
I think that the people that do have a problem with it have to understand that everybody's different. The same way I acknowledge, oh, okay, so you don't kiss your kid? You don't do that? Okay, I guess you're just raised to think that's not an appropriate way to behave. I understand. I just think there needs to be an understanding here because, you know, Tom Brady's trying to do something nice.
Everyone's different.
And it's great to love your kid. There's nothing wrong about that, right? People should love their kid even more, I think.
There's so many layers of parenting that are different from parent to parent. Like, for instance, some people you grew up with, they talk to their parents about their sex life, about their party ways. Like, Mom, I was at a club and I was drunk and I hooked up with... And then there's other people that don't even... They've never cursed in front of their parents. Everyone's relationship with their parents is different.
Exactly.
I think that if you have a problem with Tom Brady smooching his kid on the back of the neck and snuggling up with him, that's your parent.
And you can only do it for so long. That's the thing. Like, Tom Brady's probably at the cusp of, these memories... These moments, I should say, are pretty much done. His kid in another year is going to be laying on dad like that by the pool.
I see 0
So you try to take it all in while you can.
I have zero issues with this. In fact, I'll
tell you what, though. My dad was not doing that growing up. I don't remember the feeling of his mustache on the back of my neck.
But you know what, though?
But I am a very affectionate dad, but I'm not doing... Again, but I have a daughter, right? So it would be odd if I was giving her that much affection and then posting about it, too.
But then again, everyone's different, even culturally, right? Like, I grew up in a very Italian area in Long
Rich,
Island.
Tom Brady has to know he's going to get some backlash.
One of my ex-girlfriends, Brooklyn girl, super, super Italian family. Her, like, uncles would give me, like kisses on the holidays, but like too close to my lips, like a kiss on the cheek and I would feel like man stubble on my face and be like, it just felt weird to me. You know, foreign people have different, you know, cultural understandings
mwah!
Of this.
And then
like people, we...
It's like, geez, Uncle Nunzio, how many mwahs are we giving?
Yeah, Uncle Nunzio gave me 6 too many kisses. My point is that Tom Brady, I got your back. There comes a point your kid will let you know when it's a little weird.
That is true. That is true.
You know, my daughter said to me,
and
Ramos,
by the way, this kid should have a say, you know, in that, hey, Dad, you know my kids, my friends, my peers are on social media, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I got a 13-year-old daughter.
Their dad.
If I post a picture of my daughter on social media, she's, like, upset by
their
it.
Their dad is Tom Brady. They're, you know what his friends' dads are? Frank the accountant.
It doesn't matter.
I think it's okay.
It's still his dad. It's still somewhat probably embarrassing,
you know what,
to some degree.
You know what my daughter said to me? When I drop her off at school, I give her three kisses on the head. I'm like, three quick kisses. And I go, Daddy loves you. I'm proud of you. Go have a great day. And she said, can you do that in the car and not in front of my friends?
See?
And she's exactly. Five.
Well, all right. Your thoughts at Covino and Rich.
We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.